As the big freeze hit Washington, D.C. ahead of the U.S. presidential inauguration today, Donald Trump held a rally last night promising a blizzard of executive orders on his first day in the presidency. He said that he would move forward with historic speed and strength in the hours after taking an oath of office. He promised to launch mass deportation orders, slash environmental regulations and end diversity programs. He's expected to sign more than 200 executive actions later today. And he said tariffs and smart policy would end inflation and bring jobs back to America.
And just in conclusion, together we're going to cut your taxes, end inflation, slash your prices, getting them back down, raise your wages, and bring thousands of factories back to the USA. Right where they belong, and that'll be done through tariffs and smart policy. We will build American, we will buy American, and we will hire American.
So tariff announcements are coming, possibly some as early as today. That's the view of our next guest, Stephen Moore, a former economic advisor to President-elect Donald Trump. He's also the author of the economic section of Project 2025, a detailed blueprint written by supporters of Donald Trump to guide his next term in office. Stephen Moore spoke to us from Washington, where he will attend today's inauguration.
I think it is a priority for Donald Trump to make sure that as many jobs are created here in the United States and that we're not exporting our jobs to other countries. Now, there's a lot of ways you can achieve that. One is one of our gems of the last presidency for Trump was when we cut our business tax rates, which made America a more hospitable place to do business. But there will be tariffs this time around. There may even be tariffs announced within a day or two. I don't know exactly what those will look like. The rumor is we may see a 10% across the board tariff on anything that's brought in the United States. And there's some talk of some, you know, higher taxes on countries that are adversarial to the United States, such as China. So we don't know the exact parameters, but I do think tariffs are coming.
And the tariff is the stick, but I suppose corporation tax cuts might be the carrot to attract companies back. So which this time round, which is he likely to prefer?
Well, I like the way you put that, by the way, the stick and the carrot. Right. I think there's no question that a very high priority and something I'm personally working on is to make sure we make those tax cuts permanent, because when we did the 2017 tax cut, those expire at the end of this year unless they are extended by Congress. So that'll be a big priority for Trump. But the tariffs, as you said, that's the stick. And Trump, I want to make sure that your audience understands that Trump uses the threat of tariffs as a bargaining tool to try to get other countries to do things that are in America's interest. I'll give you a good example where he used, for example, the threat of tariffs to get European nations to pay their NATO dues, or the tariffs that are threatened against Mexico to get them to help on our southern border to keep drugs and illegal immigrants out of the country. So they are used as a negotiating tool, and if these other countries cooperate, as many times they did in Trump's first term, then maybe the tariffs won't be levied at all.
And what does all of this then mean for a country like Ireland, which is a base for nearly 1,000 U.S. companies, including some very large ones like Apple?
Well, that's a great question. And by the way, congratulations to Ireland. You have the lowest corporate tax rate virtually in the industrialized world, and that's worked well for Ireland. We would like to see our corporate rate reduced. We're at 21%, but we'd like to keep it there, because if that tax cut isn't extended, you might see that tax rate go all the way up to back up to 35%, which would make America uncompetitive.
Should Ireland then be preparing for the large U.S. companies that are based here to leave and return to the United States? That is what President Trump wants to happen.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I know the answer to that. Perhaps some of these companies will come back. But, you know, Ireland is a hospitable place to do business in. That's one of your great comparative advantages in the global economy. You've had one of the fastest growing economies in all of Europe. And we have a good relationship with Ireland. So I think I would put Ireland in a different camp from, you know, countries like China that are not playing by the rules, that are incredibly dangerous to our American national security. So we want a close relationship with Ireland.
Can Donald Trump make large companies like Apple reshore or at least pay more of their taxes in the United States?
Good question. These are tough questions you're asking, by the way. I would say that they're to try to bring some of those companies back. But you know, we don't view Ireland as in any way a great competitive threat to the United States as we do, you know, countries like as I mentioned, China. So I think that the hope is that we can have a very friendly relationship with Ireland. Look, there's no question that countries compete on the basis of taxes and other ways of trying to bring businesses back to the United States, and tariffs may be one of them. We'll see. We didn't have huge tariffs under Trump in his first term. His bark was worse than his bite, but we'll see the second term. I think he will be a little bit more aggressive about tariffs than he was in his first term.
But you've made the point that the tariff is, I suppose, part of the deal-making process,
yes,
isn't it?
That's right.
That is
yes.
Something that brings people to the table.
That's exactly right. That is, you know, let's not forget that Donald Trump's famous book is called The Art of the Deal. And I have to say, having worked with Donald Trump and seen him in action firsthand, he is one of the greatest negotiators I've ever seen. But we're going to negotiate very differently with countries that are adversaries versus countries that are friendly to the United States, like Ireland.
Tariffs are inflationary, though, aren't they? I mean, they will make goods more expensive for Americans, who many of whom are already struggling with the cost of living.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, that's an excellent point, that the tariffs could be very problematic for consumers. But I want to make sure that you understand, though, that remember that what Trump wants to do is cut the tariffs on the United States. I mean, you know, what he wants to do is cut the corporate tax rate here at home and then raise the tax rate on things that are coming in from abroad. So I think if you look at it as a whole package, you know, it means that if you buy something in Michigan or Pennsylvania or California, it's going to cost less, but if you're buying something that's made in China or Japan or perhaps Ireland, it's going to cost a little more.
So for an industry like the pharmaceutical industry in Ireland, which manufactures lots of the drugs that Americans use, should Ireland be concerned about that then, that perhaps, you know, I presume Donald Trump would like to make those drugs in the United States?
Well, look, you know, we understand the benefits of global trade. You know, this is a concept that goes back to Adam Smith back, 250 years ago, the idea that countries make things that they're very good at, and that when you have trade, both the countries and both parties benefit. That's why trade is so important. So we will see. I mean, you're asking questions that really aren't answerable now. We'll have to see what Donald Trump does. He does have a four-year record in as president, but I do think if the United States pursues lower taxes, less government spending, less regulation, all of these things, then other countries are going to have to do the same if they want to be competitive. And you know, big government is the enemy of prosperity. And so, in the end, it may be that other countries follow suit and reduce their taxes and reduce their regulations and their government spending, and that would be good for everyone on the planet.
How soon do you expect the president to get going on his economic proposals?
Day one.
Day one.
In about 24 hours, because we have, Trump is coming in and he's taking the oath of office, and literally he's going to start signing executive orders as soon as he's done taking that oath of office. He's going to move immediately into the Capitol building and start signing as many as 50 to 100 executive orders, some of which may have to do with trade.
That was Stephen Moore, former economic advisor to Donald Trump, speaking to us about plans for the US economy under a Trump presidency.